There it is.
Somebody just texted me and said they saw him on the east side yesterday.
Yeah, you'll see him here in about an hour.
What's he doing?
Yeah, he was in town for the autograph show. I saw that for the collectors.
He was at the Lake County Captains game yesterday, too.
The National. He was at the National.
Carlos Baerga.
With Baerga. That's right. Yeah, both of them at the same time.
So I was coming in studio. He's going to talk to us.
You want to say hi to him? He'll be here.
Your baseball team here in town has the best record in Major League Baseball. And yet national pundits are saying they screwed up at the trade deadline. I'm sorry. Has this organization not earned your trust by having the best record in baseball right now in a season where I don't think anybody had any expectations for this team to compete for a playoff spot, really?
And I heard your rant this
week. Let alone win the division.
I can't believe.
And here they sit, best record in baseball. Yeah, I trust them.
And I saw the Athletic said.
Athletic was okay.
Whoever wrote a blurb, I thought they said they came out as losers for the deadline.
Really? I saw they
ESPN
gave them a B.
ESPN said losers. Okay.
Oh, ESPN said losers.
Oh, yeah, Guardians gave them a B.
Okay, so.
I mean, Athletic gave the Guardians a B.
Obviously, you know, as fans, we always want our teams to go all out because we don't pay the repercussions, you know, down the road. You know, fans don't even remember what they said at each deadline other than, go get these guys. And I laugh because of the guys we were talking about getting, how many of those fans even knew who those players were 3 weeks ago? Like, I get if you're a diehard baseball fan, you're paying attention to all the teams, then, you know who's on your radar. But remind me again, where did Vladimir Guerrero Jr. get traded to?
He stayed in
nowhere.
Oh, that's right.
They thought he was going to Seattle.
How about Crochet? Where did he end up?
Stayed
same
with
place.
He didn't get an extension
Lewis,
anywhere?
Same place Lewis Robert ended up.
Exactly. And, you know, we talk about these guys. Flaherty gets traded. Now, we don't even know. They got the number.
Seemed low.
Yeah, we got the number. They got the number three prospect from the Dodgers, who's a catcher. What catcher did we have to give up in the farm system that,
not
you know, they might
not
have
Ralph Velasquez.
We have a kid at A-ball that's pretty good.
Right. So you see what I'm saying? Like, we don't even know that they would have been interested. Like, yeah, Manzardo might have been a guy that they you know, put out there that they dangled. We have no idea if they were into him. They scout our players too, right, Detroit? So all that is to say, in addition to the fact that a report just came out this morning that Flaherty, there's some medical concerns with him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right, well, could that have been part of the reason? I don't know. I have no idea. Yes, I'd love to add superstars at the deadline, but this isn't the NFL. This isn't the NBA. That is not how this league works, especially this year where everybody was telling you what? Terrible deadline for starting pitching, top of the
everybody,
front of the rotation.
Everybody needs, and there aren't too many great guys there.
And so if you're asking me, like, am I thrilled today with the moves that were made? No, but I could almost have guaranteed I wasn't going to be thrilled with the moves. That doesn't mean I'm carrying water for the organization. It just means there is a certain set of realities with how teams like the Guardians are going to operate. If you thought they were going to take on a whole bunch of money, Blake Snell, remind me again, who ended up making that big swing to go get Blake Snell, who's had a nice month.
Nobody.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest. And part of it's our fault because we're in the media and we hype this stuff up. It's all about FOMO, right?
Yeah.
Fear of missing out. That's all it is because fans get stuck on somebody.
Look at you, Andy,
being
sharp there.
Well, I'm just saying.
Do you have FOMO for missing out on Tommy Pham?
No, the last time I had FOMO and I was mad was Jonathan Lecroy.
You remember that?
I was mad about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, this guy vetoed a trade here.
He didn't want to come here.
Yeah, and then, by the way, he didn't play real well afterwards, but no one ever talks about that. So, and then the other thing was like when the Indians traded CeCe, that was another time I was like, oh man, what are they? Well, CeCe wasn't staying. Like, I love how people rewrite history. CeCe was not staying. CeCe was not staying. Let me say it again. He was gone. And so they ended up getting some, and we got Michael Brantley out of the deal, which turned out to be a pretty good deal. But I just, it's all about, we want to sit here. We want to be involved and engaged with the talking heads that are out there, not necessarily us, but just the folks that are on TV saying, oh, man, they did this, they did that. Now we're going to read these grades. You want to do something significant? Hold on to these grades and talk to me in a year. Well, and then let's see what the grade is.
Well, let me throw this one at you. I don't know if Alex Cobb is going to come here and be good. He hasn't pitched all year.
He's a total flyer.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not depending on him.
Exactly. But that's the kind of sharp move that this organization has made in the past that pays off. And if it doesn't pay off, okay, well, you do have other options. We're going to get into some of those. But you picked up a guy who wasn't really on anybody's radar. Maybe he comes in and helps. If he doesn't, even if he doesn't come in and help, and this rotation has been the way it's been all year, And you've got like two starters, and your fingers are crossed that Gavin Williams is able to keep going.
Who pitched great yesterday.
He did a great job. All that said, they have the best record in baseball and a 6.5 game lead. Have they not earned your trust?
So when are some people in the city going to start acting like that?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
How do you not trust these guys?
Yeah, I can't remember a team that was, they're just holding it out on ownership, which we've done those shows. We've done hundreds of those shows.
What was your point this morning in baseball? Was about fans that wouldn't let go, and I'll let you say it because I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you said all those, the trigger words that if somebody wants to be upset with this franchise, they're going to be upset because of...
Yeah, because you're upset about the lack of resources. You're upset that we can't spend the money or we don't spend the money. And you're upset that the things the Dolans have said over the years that have really come back to haunt them. I'm not here defending them. Like, those have all been mistakes. We've just done those shows. Like, I'm just not going to do the same show every day. I'm not going to have the same reaction. I'm going to choose, and this is up to you as a fan, and fortunately, I think there are more fans like me because I've seen the growing attendance. I've seen the TV ratings. Like, I'm going to choose to have fun with the way the season is going as opposed to however some of you are monitoring this team, dooming on where this team is. Like, I had no expectations for this team. There's nothing better in sports than when you have low expectations and a team exceeds it, and that is exactly what these guys are doing in Vogt's first year. They are exceeding
without
expectations.
Here's the only place I'm going to disagree with you on that. When the Cavaliers had Kyrie, LeBron, and Kevin Love, the expectations were not low. They were all the way
championship, and then they
fulfilled the expectation. So I do think that your rule probably holds true 90% of the time. I think if we grew up loving the Yankees and we saw them throw how much money and how with those you remember what our rosters looked like when the team moved into the ballpark. You'd walk into Jacobs Field and pinch yourself and say, I can't believe 1 through 9
that
Jim Thome's batting 8th. I mean, it was surreal to think about that. That was nowhere near the reality of the game.
And that's never going to happen again.
No.
I mean, so you understand. And by the way, the LeBron years in Cleveland, I mean, it's never going to happen again like that. Doesn't mean we can't have good teams or get to the finals again. We're just never going to have that. Okay, so just understanding that this team is a fun team. They have played their worst baseball over the last month and a half, their worst baseball of the season.
And
they're 6.5 games up, and they have the best record in baseball.
They're going to need it because this upcoming stretch of games is going to be tough. Yeah.
But the teams that we are vying against at the top of the American League.
Vying's a good word.
They all have issues. They all have issues. And, Baltimore's starting rotation, they have an ace, which we don't have.
Corbin Burns. We do
not have an ace. But look at the other guys in that rotation. They've got problem areas. All these teams have problems. The Yankees, you want to talk about problems? Go listen to Sports Talk Radio. Go listen to our sister station in New York. All they do is talk about the problems. So, yeah, we can talk about our problems, too. That's a miserable way to spend the summer,
Anthony,
on a team that has the best record in baseball and is totally overperforming than what we thought they would do.
We're all waiting for this thing to fall apart. Except guess what? We're over 100 games into the season. It hasn't fallen apart. They picked up an outfielder who is better than the guys they've been playing out there. He'll help. And you picked up a guy in a starting pitcher who's had success in the league. We'll see if he's able to go. We'll see if Matt Boyd's able to go. I mean, there are options for the rotation. You might not like them, but there are options. And even if it needs all this help and everything else, which I think it does, by the way, they've still put together the best record in Major League Baseball here at the last day of July.
I get it. We had a 66-year-old gentleman call in and say, guys, I don't know how many more years I have left. So I understand those guys. It's a little more life or death for the team. Like, you don't know how many times will the Guardians have the best record in baseball this far into a season the rest of that guy's life.
But does it matter?
I get that.
Look what Arizona did last year. You don't have to have the best record.
Yeah, the way the playoffs work.
That's the other problem with it.
I just mean this is pretty wide open, and nothing that's happened at the deadline makes me think otherwise. I am not sitting here today after the deadline, nor should any fan, thinking, my God, we have no chance. Like, not even close. I feel the same way today that I did yesterday about our chances in the American League.
I actually feel better. I feel a little bit
better. You feel better?
A little bit better. Yeah, why not? I feel like we have a solid outfielder. Like, they brought in another solid outfielder. And, if the pitcher you brought in who's on rehab right now can do something, you'll be all right. I mean, this is who we are. We're the rehab station of America. If we'll find a guy that was in Korea and turn him around, and we're going to make it work. And so they've been pretty successful. And you should look at Carl Willis, right?
Why are we getting side-eyed out of Menigan here? I'm feeling side-eyed.
We get that all the time.
Because he's got a dark
cloud. I was expecting this to somehow come back to the Cleveland Clinic and University Hospitals and all the great hospitals
Metro?
In this area and turn into a giant promo for the city of Cleveland.
Whatever it takes.
That
man.
Was the side-eye.
What's wrong with that?
You need to move, man. You know what? You're suspended for the next 2 days.
Wow.
I don't like the way you're acting. You're
I think
out
it just
here.
Got shut down.
Next 2 days.
So, good luck stopping me.
You only have a minute left. Do you want to play 2 second trivia?
I am glad that that Phelps is whistling here. We should be feeling good, and it's the biggest series of the weekend. I know of the year. We just said that with the Phillies. What did they do? Took two out of three. Did they play great in that series? No. Still took two out of three. Bullpen, unbelievable, and that is the weapon that I think might be better than any team in the American League's weapon. Can you tell me which team, like we do this in no football, way. Where who's got a better running game? Whose defense is better? Okay, going into the postseason in the American League, who has something as dominant as our bullpen? Whether it's their lineup, whether it's their... And the
rotation.
Yankees have had droughts. The Yankees have had droughts with their lineup. They've had slumps.
Without question.
The one thing that has not slumped all year, Guardians bullpen. Has it?
Oh, way to jinx it, Anthony.
You're done.
Knock on wood.
By the way, we're doing tiers of show hosts. You're a tier one, just so you know that.
Make sure that's okay, because some people do not like differentiating tiers and rankings.
You are
as
tier,
we found
you,
out last hour with Andrew Siciliano.
Yeah, you are tier
nice,
one.
Nice
just
job.
So you know, you're tier
coming
one.
In. By the way, Siciliano
how many children...
is on our show all the time.
I know.
What the hell are you doing?
Him. We borrowed him for a day.
That's
borrowed
right. him. How many children does Owen have?
You stole him.
Six.
Okay, I just want to make sure. You want more 2 second trivia?
We're out of time.
Oh, okay.
We are out
that
of time.
That was 2 seconds. Good job.
Glad Lima watches the clock on our show. It makes somebody.
That would make Dan, me, and Lima.
Tell me, do you trust this front office?
Mm-hmm.
They made a couple of moves. You're not overwhelmed by them. Are you overwhelmed by having the best record in baseball on July 31st? I'm telling you, you should be. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.